Law enforcement officials in Anchorage held a press conference on Saturday regarding what's known about Esteban Santiago, the alleged shooter in Friday's attack at the Fort Lauderdale airport. In spite of known mental health concerns, police returned a firearm to Santiago last month. FBI Special Agent Marlon Ritzman says in November of last year, Santiago came into the Bureau's Anchorage office complaining a government agency was controlling his mind and making him watch ISIS videos.
During our initial investigation, we found no ties to terrorism.
Local police laid out a detailed chronology of Santiago's contact with law enforcement over the course of the last year, beginning in January of 2016 and involving Santiago's girlfriend at their Fairview home. Four domestic violence incidents were reported to police, but only one led to an arrest. In the November incident, Santiago had what Anchorage Police Chief Chris Tolley called a mental health crisis and walked into the FBI's office with complaints of terroristic thoughts.
Santiago had a loaded magazine on him, but had left his firearm in his vehicle prior to contacting agents.
APD officers later brought Santiago to a mental health facility where he was admitted. APD also confiscated his firearm for safekeeping. But because Santiago was never adjudicated mentally ill, Tolley says they later returned the weapon, which may be the one used in Friday's shooting.
There is speculation that this is the same gun. I have not received confirmation that it, in fact, is that gun.
The FBI says they believe Santiago acted alone when he planned and carried out the attack. According to U.S. District Attorney Karen Loeffler, there's no federal rule that would have prohibited Santiago from legally transporting a firearm on a commercial flight. Santiago appeared in federal court in Fort Lauderdale this morning, where a judge explained the charges and told him he could face the death penalty. Santiago told the judge he worked for a security firm in Anchorage until November and that he only has about $5 or $10 in the bank. Santiago is a decorated former member of the Puerto Rico and Alaska National Guards and was deployed to Iraq as a combat engineer from 2010 to 2011. He was given a general discharge from the Alaska National Guard in August of 2016, according to Lieutenant Colonel Candace Olmsted. Investigators haven't yet determined a motive for why Santiago flew to South Florida for the attack.